It's here. It's Friday.
Don't you think that this show proves that you can start out poorly and have it end the same? Today's show did not start out very well. And we fought and fought and fought.
We didn't fight, but I have to tell you something.
When I say we fought and fought, it wasn't me and you at odds over something. We fought to make the show successful.
We didn't really do anything. Know, we did business as usual. The engineers were working
so hard.
But can I tell you something? This has happened. It's all about computers. Everybody raves about computers.
It is. No, you're right.
This board, there are several studios here at WGN Radio. In my opinion, we're in the better one.
Well, the view, I think the view is more pleasant.
And it's a little bigger, yeah. Let's be honest.
It's a little bit bigger.
And this has an electronic control board that basically has to be rebooted.
Right.
So we can't be on the air when it's rebooted.
Right.
Because
we're
not Canadian. Oh, those Blackhawks are going to kill me, by the way. But
you don't like the new every game goes to overtime policy? I love that.
I have agita. They're giving me heart palpitations.
Yeah.
So this board has to be rebooted, and then all cars have computers too. So sometimes you'll get like an engine light, and they come back, and it's supposed to be simple where they plug it into something, and it's like, oh, here's what it is.
Right.
But now it's like, here are three things it could be.
I like the old days when if something was wrong with your car, you swapped out a fuse. You go, it's probably just a fuse.
Right.
It's $1.83. And you put it in, and then everything worked again. There was a story that happened to me today, speaking of this, that I was reluctant to tell because I don't want... When I tell you this story, I don't want you to think that I'm some sort of elitist because you know I'm not. But I'm fortunate enough, in my Jeep, I have a touch screen on the console. Where
most newer cars do.
I think they do, right? Don't
yes,
they? I
mean, they all do. If it's like, what, 2000?
My car's 3 years old, and this was 3 years ago, this was becoming all the rage. Get a touch screen, and then whatever you need to do, whatever, like if I'm getting a phone call, I can either take it or ignore it or, you know, dial up. Everything's on the touch screen with music, with satellite radio, you name it, it's
do
on the touch
screen. Do you have your GPS on there too? Because
yes.
I haven't set mine up.
Yeah. And it came preset. If it came to me doing it, I wouldn't have it. But they set it up as part of the deal. So the climate control is all touchscreen.
Almost a distraction,
everything.
In my opinion. In the old days,
could be in the wrong hands.
I mean, even I know, and there a lot of the newer cars have a switch on the steering wheel where you can adjust the volume or change stations.
Right.
It's still confusing. In the old days, you would flip on, you know, you'd have to press in a button.
The presets?
Yeah, you would just set it up before you drove, and then it would be good to go. Now you can still make presets, but there's just so much more to choose from that I feel like I'm distracted by that thing.
This is more like the cockpit of an airplane than it is a car.
Yeah.
And there's no limit to the different things, like... I have on mine, again, I'm not trying to sound rich or elitist because I'm not rich and I'm not elitist, but
cars that are new have all this.
They all have this, but mine had a booster pack, a more expensive package.
Well, now you sound like an elitist.
For instance, I told my butler you were going to say that, and he said, no, Wendy will not say that. Mine has this climate control by which, now, I know I got taken to the cleaners on this. You can control all four sectors of the car, where I'm sitting, where the person next to me is sitting, the back seat left and the back seat right.
We can do that too.
Right. So if what they say is true, I could make my side frosty cold and my wife's side toasty warm.
Yeah.
Even though in reality, there are just 4.5 inches separating the two of us. So the odds of it snowing on my side and her feeling like she's in flames on that side, the space doesn't know where your temperature starts and the other ends.
You
it's
are
ridiculous.
Sometimes.
But that's true, right?
No, because...
The car doesn't know.
Bill...
It knows to blow air at me or not at her.
Right, so...
But to that degree, like it says, I want my side to be 64 and she wants her side to be 81. We got the same air going.
No,
back
you
and
don't,
forth.
Because she has two vents that her side is controlling.
But there's no partition between us separating those two elements.
We did it. We were driving somewhere, and Jim was cold because he's like a grandma. He gets cold all the time.
Yeah.
So he had his up to like 73, and I had mine on low.
Yeah.
So mine was blowing colder air on my side. His was blowing warmer air.
But don't you
How
think
is
some
that?
Of the warm air seeps into the cold side, and some of the cold air?
Well, of course,
seeps into the warm side. It's like a McDLT. I'm driving a McDLT.
I mean, there are no like partitions.
That's
Why don't
what
you
I mean.
Hang like a curtain up
That's
in between
what I'm
you two?
In. I'm taking it in today.
Sliding glass doors like limos have.
Right. I'm doing that.
How you doing in there, Terry?
I want to be completely. I want to pretend it's the soundproof booth from every game show in the '60s. That's where I want to be in. All right. So here's the point. Everything is controlled by this touchscreen, which makes life, theoretically, a breeze. Here's the problem. Today, for the first time, the screen froze. I've never had that happen
Here's
before.
Here's the microphone.
Yes,
and,
Orion?
Here comes the count.
All right. And here's Orion with the count. And he stopped.
They told me to leave this button up, just so you know.
That's fine. That's all right.
That's what we're playing our commercials on.
It's good to hear from Orion. I missed him. So it froze to the extent where I could not get it off of the station I was listening to yesterday. But not only that, like I couldn't put on, not that I needed GPS. I know where to go. I know where I work. But I tried to hit that. It wouldn't go out of that. I tried to hit climate. It stayed on the radio station. So my whole ride in was me trying to unfreeze the screen. And at first I thought, well, last night was kind of one of the first cold nights, so maybe that's what it is. Maybe it'll warm up.
No.
But no, it didn't warm up. I'm frozen. I'm able to change the station because I manually went to the dial, but everything else that I could normally use on the touchscreen, I can't access at all.
So when you stopped it and parked it and turned it off, did you turn it back on to see if it was fixed?
I already tried to reset it at two different stoplights.
Where you turn the vehicle off?
Yeah, I turned it off, and I thought that'll reboot the system. Hello, Canadian listeners. But that also did not work.
Oh, then
so
you're going to have to take out your elitist wallet.
Yeah.
No, you don't need a new car.
I have to get a new car now. I can't live under these circumstances.
You're going to just take it in and get... It's such a pain taking the car in, and I just needed an oil change. And I will tell you, Continental Toyota is pretty awesome because they have homemade baked cookies.
Oh,
I know they're Otis
Spunkmeyer.
Yeah, Spelunker. I thought.
No,
I
Otis Spunkmeyer.
They have white chocolate macadamia, and they have chocolate chip, and they're warm. I'm telling you, you can choose water. There's a whole cappuccino machine.
Yeah.
There's a basket of apples if you don't want to.
It's like a country club.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
And then
they make you want your oil to be changed, right?
Well, they're
hurry up oil. I need more Spunkmeyers.
It's not bad waiting there.
We couldn't say that on the regular radio.
No, you're
right. On
the
stream, I can say it. I couldn't say that on the regular radio.
It is Spunkmeyer.
Yeah, Otis Spunkmeyer. First name in cookies.
No, Famous Amos.
He sold out.
To the Spunkmeyers?
No, not to the Spunkmeyer family, but Famous Amos Cookie. Wally Amos sold his business to somebody else and then tried his own upstart business. And had a hard time getting it going.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So who manufactures the Famous Amos cookies that are out? He doesn't have...
No, that's not his anymore.
Well, then why do they leave his name on it?
Because they knew that
brand
people...
Brand recognition?
Well, yeah.
They're pretty great.
Yep. Mrs. Fields told me this.
Do you only hang around with cookie people?
Yeah.
What about the Keebler elves?
They're in on it. Everyone's in on it. Yeah, most of my friends are in the cookie trade.
You're going to have to take the car in. And I mean,
I'm going to have to. Although I thought, as all this is going on this morning, I go, if everything was right in the world, I would just have to call the dealer and they'd say, oh, that's easy. There's a tab. It looks like an asterisk. You just hit that and it'll unfreeze your screen.
Oh, well,
but
call
I don't know
them.
If there is. I looked at every button.
Did you pull out the manual?
No. I'm going to do that later.
I know you couldn't do it while you were driving.
I couldn't do it while
and
I was driving.
And this is what I'm saying, that, you know, that you take your eyes off the road to change the radio station or light a cigarette or to text. They always say you go like 3 football fields in a couple of seconds.
Right.
Your screen not working was distracting you your whole way to work.
Unbelievably.
I know.
Unbelievably.
Couldn't you have just, like, dealt with it?
Yeah. What's wrong with us where we just want to fix something right away? Well, I thought this is something that should be fixable. There are so many things that I encounter that I know are above my pay grade, so I just go, oh, it's broken. And that's how it'll be from now on. But this is something I go, there's got to be just something simple that all I need to do is adjust it.
Although, wasn't a back button? It looks like a little arrow that's pointing that way.
I found a button that I didn't know existed that will turn the screen completely off. Like, say you're driving at night and the light is bothering you. I didn't know I had that button. So that button, I go, well, I bet if I hit it a second time, it'll re-. No, it just turns the screen off and then turns the screen on. And there were a couple of other buttons. Every car I've ever owned has had two or three or four buttons that for the entire duration of me owning the car, I have no idea what they do.
Listen, my husband is just like that. There are things he doesn't know what they do. And I said, doesn't that bother you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you get the car, they go through and say what everything does. And you're half paying attention because you just want to get out of there and drive your new car.
That's it.
But when I get home, like within a day of getting a new car, I sit in the driveway, look at the book and the chart and figure out what everything is.
Oh, that's good.
You guys don't do that?
I've never done that.
Jim has no idea. We have it so you press a button and it'll beep if you go out of your lane.
Right.
And I like that. I just think that's a good thing.
Great.
Yeah. And it has blind spot beeps.
Yeah.
And there are those you have to press the button to get those going.
Yeah.
Also, when you back into a parking spot, it has beeps if you're going to hit something.
That's excellent.
Again, you have to turn that in or out. A lot of times I get in the car and those buttons are all pressed out.
Right.
So I don't know if Jim accidentally hits them.
Right.
Sometimes I'm driving and all of a sudden my steering wheel heats up and I've accidentally hit the heated steering wheel somehow.
Oh.
I don't even know how I've done it. But I know what everything does on that car.
The last car I had, the Audi, and you and I talked about this on the air one time. There were two buttons next to each other. One was three wavy lines that were vertical. And the button next to it had three wavy lines that were horizontal. And I can't tell you how many times I hit them. It didn't do anything that I could see. And there was never a time where I was driving that I go, oh, I better hit the three wavy vertical lines quick or I'm going to hit some. And I don't know what they did.
Was one front windshield and one back windshield?
I don't know. I didn't notice.
You didn't look it up?
No, that would have been too easy. That would have been too easy. The car I had before that, the Saab, had a button on it that had a lightning bolt in brackets. So you had left bracket, lightning bolt, right bracket. And my guess is 100 times over the years, I would just go, today's the day. I'm going to figure out what that lightning bolt thing does. So I still don't know what that did.
I don't know what that is.
No.
I think I have a lightning bolt.
Like if you wanted
to
create a storm.
If you were making a Frankenstein monster, then you hit that button.
Right. Alive! And I would hit that button. Alive! I'd just keep hitting the button and there'd be electrode noises in the background.
I got to see what that is. I can't believe you don't pick up. I kind of enjoy looking through.
That manual is the longest. It's so long.
But you go just to the instrument panel.
And mine has it's like the Bible. There's an old manual and a new manual. And the Jewish part of me only reads the old manual, and the Catholic part only believes in the new manual. Very strange. No, it's frustrating, but then by the same token, you go, I will figure this out. The end of the story is I end up not ever figuring it out. I end up getting a new car with more buttons that I don't know what they do.
Look at your
manual. That's what I look for when I'm car shopping. I say to the salesperson, can you show me something that has buttons that I will never decipher for the entire length of the car? Right this way, sir.
The 10 most confusing car buttons and symbols and what they mean. Oh, see, this is on your sound system.
No, that's separate.
And then a turn indicator switch.
All I need for my sound system is I need to know where the volume is, and that's all I need to know.
No, because you want to change stations, don't you?
I guess. So that one, too. The car I had in college, I had a Mitsubishi Cordia LS that had a graphic equalizer in there.
You were elitist back then, too.
Back then I was, but now I'm not. I've seen the error of my ways. It had a graphic equalizer in there. So you could manage every aspect of any song. Like, you pick the song, you go, I want the trouble right now is it's 16. That's ridiculous. It should be at 23.
And
you
can do it. I like a high end.
Boy, well, that's good for you, I guess. Or good for Jimmy, anyway.
No, like I like more treble than
bass. Yeah. So you could fidget with any station's music or your own music and make it sound almost like a different song if you wanted to. But who needs that, really? I mean, at the time I was in college, I go, "This will work. Let me get one of those." I would never do that now.
You know, it's so funny. When I had my first car, it was a Mercury Bobcat. I bought it from my neighbor, Kristen. It wasn't a lot of money, very low miles. She took great care of it. Mm-hmm. But I didn't like the wide end on it. Mm-hmm. I felt it made my butt look big. Because it did. You know,
I'm
the
laughing,
Pintos.
But I get that. I understand that.
It's like the Pinto / Bobcat. I had the Bobcat, the Mercury version of the Ford Pinto. And then even the Pacer wagon, it's like the rear
really
end was just really wide.
Yeah, bubbly almost.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. So when I got it, there was just an AM radio in it. And everybody told you, don't get a factory installed sound system because it's not good. You want to get your own and have it installed.
Yeah.
And it never looked as good as if you just got a factory installed. Do you remember people saying that?
Yeah.
The speakers, you need to get your own subwoofer and
Bose
stuff.
Stereo. Yeah. This is ridiculous. The factory installed are the worst. But they weren't.
They were fine.
They were fine. All right, we must take a break. We have not gotten to the Halloween etiquette tips yet. We started it on the regular show. We'll try our best to get it in the next half hour. There will be news next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right.
Judy Pilak, Wendy's here, but she's not feeling well.
I'm feeling much better, Jude.
You look great.
The normal cold.
Do you
cold.
Need some Phillips Milk of Magnesia?
Maybe.
What does that do, Bill?
I know. I said exactly what I thought. And still sell it?
I don't know what any medicines do. I just hear them on ads. And
what
I
about Doan's pills?
I should get some Carter's liver pills.
I just took some aspirin.
Doan's pills is for a sore back.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I want those what are they called? It started with a V, not velvet, but...
Violets?
Yes.
Those were really good. They were candies, but I think they were / breath mints for alcoholics.
Oh. Was that
really
it? I thought they had some kind of medicinal purpose.
Oh, maybe.
No, they tasted like lavender sachets.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I love those.
They were really good.
Don't they still sell them?
Do they?
They might. They were square.
Yeah,
and a
square.
Purple
I chewed them
foil.
Right away.
Yeah, they were really good.
We'll make you feel better. You know what I'll make you?
Like
a kale pectate smoothie.
Oh, all right. Well,
that would be delicious.
I think you could use the milk of magnesia for that.
In a smoothie? All right.
It's used to treat occasional constipation.
Oh.
It's a laxative.
Right. That's not
you
really
don't need
what
that,
I need.
Do you?
No, right. I do not need that.
I had to look up what it was, though, because didn't you always wonder what milk of magnesia was?
Yeah.
That's it.
My great-grandparents took that.
Because they were constipated.
Yep.
I guess.
You can admit it now, Jude.
Your grandparents were constipated.
It's my great grandparents.
You've been hiding it for too long. It's time to come out and admit it.
Yeah.
All right.
Usually eat a piece of fruit and I'm good to go.
You'll be fine. All right. It's news time right now. Here's Judy.
The city of Chicago has filed suit against the Department of Justice for halting federal funding to sanctuary cities. Despite winning several legal battles, the government has not released $2 million owed to the city. Facebook says hackers accessed data from 29 million accounts as part of that security breach disclosed 2 weeks ago. The exact number had not been known before. Originally, Facebook said 50 million accounts could have been affected. Facebook didn't know if they had been misused. The hackers accessed name, email addresses, or phone numbers. Without Toys R Us in the mix for holiday shopping this year, another big box store wants to play Santa. Party City is opening 50 Toy City pop-up shops.
Really?
Wow, Bill.
Where are they? Is there one near me?
Get your heart rate going there.
Yeah.
Well, there's 50, so...
Is that one per state?
No. City pop-up stores.
Oh, really?
So,
all local?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
like
all
it.
Local.
All right.
Walmart says 30% of its holiday toy assortment will be new, and Target will devote extra space at 500 stores for bigger toys.
I saw a story. This
you
is
can probably get your fire engine you've always
I
wanted.
I want a fire
Not
engine.
Not the pedal one, but you can get the one
the real
has
one.
Motor.
The nicer one.
There's a Toy City in Bolingbrook.
Oh, is there? I saw a story about something called Jeffrey's Toy Box, which is an offshoot of Toys R Us that they're hoping to have up and running soon. I don't know if it'll be by Christmas.
Another pop-up or a regular store?
They're not. I don't know if they're not sure. It wasn't relayed in the story, But it's like it's people that were involved with Toys R Us kind of restructuring right. it to make it.
It's viable. Like everything. It'll come back.
I hope
people
so.
People will want the toy stores again.
It appears that Toy City, could it possibly be part of Party City?
Yeah, yes. It is.
Oh, part just, of okay. City. They're the ones opening it.
Then then they're going to, I would imagine, add to their Party City locations if they're opening. What'd you say? 100 of them?
50 Toy City pop up shops.
Oh, okay.
So. Yeah, they might be at the the locations they're already at or somewhere else.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, all those pop-ups generally are all over the place. Yeah.
Phil wants it in his backyard.
I would like
one in
my yard.
Yes, they might put one right in your front yard.
They do good business
there. Because why not let the whole neighborhood shop there?
Yep, right.
He doesn't like to share.
That's true. He doesn't have to share the store, just the store.
I just won't share for anybody.
I can see it in front of the pop-up. No, nothing to
everybody
see here,
out.
People.
Out. These are mine.
Sports and weather next on WGN. WGN Sports, NBA preseason action. The Bulls host Denver in the MLB playoffs. Milwaukee hosts LA tonight. The Blackhawks host St. Louis tomorrow, and Northwestern hosting Nebraska tomorrow as well. That's in Big Ten football. WGN Weather Center forecast, a frost advisory until 9 a.m. I think that was for today, actually, so that should be over by now. But a freeze warning for McHenry, Canning, DeKalb counties. That'll be for tonight.
Is a frost advisory and a freeze warning the same or different?
No, very different.
Are they?
A frost advisory means you might see frost.
But
a freeze warning is there will be freeze.
Oh,
okay. Just like winter.
Like a tornado watch and a tornado warning.
Yes. A tornado watch meaning a tornado might form.
Yeah.
A tornado warning. A tornado has formed.
Yeah.
It has been
Take
spotted
shelter.
And it's coming
yes.
your way.
That's the difference.
Exactly.
Warnings are worse than watches.
Yeah.
Watch out for warnings.
Watch out.
Like, watch,
you know what?
Watch Will Robinson.
The National
that's
Weather
not
Service
scary,
is going to steal
that. But warning
that.
Will Robinson, that's scary.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Watches we might tell you about. Warnings we have to tell
yes.
you about.
I get it.
Watch
now.
Out for warnings. I love it. I'm going to use it. Today, partly to mostly cloudy, a bit breezy, colder, the high 46. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy frost forming late. The
is
low
there a
30.
Patchy frost warning?
Yes. Patchy, meaning some here and none there.
A little bit there, a little
yep.
bit here.
Depends where you walk or look. That forms late. The low 32. It'll be much warmer, 36 in the loop. And then tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny skies, the high 53 degrees.
Is there a sunny skies warning?
No, I have a wedding to go to tomorrow, and I am not wearing nylons.
Nope.
No.
I mean,
women don't wear nylons anymore, even in the winter.
I think they do. Well,
no, they're
what
done.
Are you going to do if you have to go to a wedding? You're not going to wear tights.
You wear leggings.
That's what I'm doing.
You never... pantyhose are no longer
with us. Are
they a
thing of the past, Wendy?
Yeah.
I haven't worn them in years, so I just assumed other girls still wore them.
They are just, first of all, I don't care if you're thin, heavy, or medium. They're not comfortable.
Mm.
They're hard to get on without ripping them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't look good. They don't. Looks like your leg is polyester.
Yeah, so tights, I think, are still in, though. People still
wear
tights.
It's not very dressy, though, so it's bare leg. Just use a little fake tan stuff, and you're good to go.
Yeah, but if it's the dead of winter, it's cold.
Suck it up.
I've got my favorite knee highs on today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sexy.
I was cold. It is sexy. Wendy's just mad because I'm wearing them and not her.
I think that's part
mm-hmm.
of it.
You look very European, which is my...
Well, wear knee socks with your formal dress you're wearing to the wedding.
Absolutely
not. What about legs and the egg? Do you ever buy those?
Those were the only ones
those
I ever
great.
Wore. They were good because they were thicker.
Yeah.
And they
but
held
they
up
But they looked
longer.
Thicker. Nobody's skin is that color, beige.
I wore
and
black.
Matted.
I would wear off black.
Not matted, matte.
Matte.
Matted is a different thing.
Right.
That's if you're too
like
hairy.
Everything, like the toys, the pop-up, they'll come back.
They will come back, you say.
No, pantyhose will not.
Wear one. Just wear one.
On your
And if you feel like robbing a bank,
I know,
home,
okay.
you can do that.
All right.
Or maybe I'll rob one of those toy pop-ups.
Now it all comes full
we
circle.
We have been talking about this on the air where you get these phone calls from everyone. I get the same number. It's the same prefix and three numbers as my phone number, and then the last four are different.
Yeah,
I get like three a day. It's happening every day.
On your cell phone or your home phone?
I don't have a home phone.
Oh, you got rid of it.
Finally.
Yeah.
And they went the way of pantyhose, Bill.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he still wears pantyhose and still has a landline.
Yep.
But I, if, honest to God, like every day, if not once a day, twice a day, every day from the area code that matches my number and the first three digits. And it's always from Roselle. And I have just taken the time to block each one. So if it does come again, it's not going to
go through.
Right. But it's a different last four digits. Like
every time.
Friggin'
day.
Oh, my God. So I called it back. They didn't leave a message. And I called it back. And it was just some woman who went, hello?
Yeah.
I said, don't you ever call me again. And she, click, hung up right away. And I can't stand it.
What are they trying to sell you?
I don't even know because it's, I don't even know, Bill. It's some stupid thing. And I bet it's the, you know, it's a, they're ready. They want you to answer so they hit a recording. Because
right.
It's like, you know, this is an important call about your credit card.
Right.
You're not in danger.
Right.
But if you want to reduce your rates, it's like, leave me alone. But I called the number back. I could call it back right now. I just got one. I want to call.
Oh, so the person called again. Well, it's not the same person.
But it matches
four.
Your cell phone.
Right. This is a new scam we've been warning people about because you think it might be a neighbor.
Right.
Because it's your area code and it's the first.
Right.
Three digits, yes, and it's not. It's just a scam.
But
I kept getting them from New York, and I kept saying, I'm not falling for this. And then my daughter, who lives in New York, says, you never return my phone calls.
Same with me with Iowa.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this looks important.
Yeah.
It's about my son.
Yeah.
I can't, if I called it right now, it would just be a person that answered, too. It's like, stop it. I'm on that do not call list.
But my guess is whoever you called, that lady you called, she's not the one making the calls. They're just masking it. They're putting a number up that they know is a live number, but it's not the real number. They're just using a fake.
No,
number.
But you're right. She's involved.
I bet. No, I bet
involved?
Bill's right.
I don't think so. They can't be doing that. That's
they
really.
They can change things
can
so it
that?
Looks like, you know, like I know your cell phone. They can change it and make it look like you're calling. So I'd be like, hey, Jude. And it's somebody else.
And you try to sell Wendy car insurance.
I'd buy it from you. I trust you.
I mean, but that's really illegal.
Good.
You should either call the Better
this
Business Bureau or
illegal.
The Illinois Attorney General's office. Let them know.
They
give them
totally
the
know
Billy
about
Deck.
It.
Is that a bad call?
What happened?
I called Billy Deck and told him about it.
Oh,
he
yeah,
didn't seem to
that,
care.
No, he wouldn't. No, that you've got to get relieved somehow.
That was a
somehow.
Waste of my time. When I didn't need to do that. I just felt like I should call him and let him know.
I just couldn't believe the anger in me when I called back and someone answered.
You just kind of scared me
when
hello. You just said
I'm
that.
Like, don't you ever call me again. I didn't swear.
Wow, good for you.
But she just hung up because I bet she's getting people calling her.
But I don't
and
think
she's
not
involved.
At all.
The fact that she just hung up means she somehow, I don't, you can't just.
She's
put
afraid.
Up a fake number. It's
I know
that
it's,
number comes up. I'm pretty sure it had to have been called.
Are you calling me right now? Because I'm getting a call from you.
Oh,
no, I'm not.
The calls are coming from inside the house.
Yeah, inside the studio.
I
that
can't
happened in
stand
every 70s
it.
Horror movie.
And I just now I want to call back this number again and see if a real person answers.
Do it.
Just
you
give
right now.
In my
do
mind.
Just do it.
Should we do it on the
yeah,
air?
Yes.
Sure.
Well, that's not fair.
Well, we won't hear him. We'll just hear you.
Yeah.
And we really want to hear you. Remember, you're on the air.
Use your inside voice.
I got to ask if they want to go on the air. There's new rules now,
all
although
right.
We are on the stream.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're not putting him on the air. You're just going to put it up to your ear, and we're just going to hear your side.
Oh, I was going to call it on
oh,
the air.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But that
now,
might be a little
what
bit
are the legalities
more,
of yeah, that, Owen Marshall?
That would be a little bit
all right, I'll
more
call
difficult.
It. Hang on.
This is going to be great.
Now, this is, I see.
Oh, now it's a disconnected.
Oh, because that you scared that lady. She moved.
The number and dial again.
It's disconnected.
Yeah,
so.
Sure it is. See, that makes
sense.
All right, that makes sense. But
why?
The poor lady
okay.
I called back and answered, now I feel bad. I'm going to call her back later and apologize
you should
for
send
yelling
her,
at her.
You should send her a basket of tangerines or something.
But she hung up. Why would she hang up?
Because
I would say, like, who's this?
Right.
Because I'm saying if someone has faked her number, then a million people are calling her going, "What? Why do you call me like this? You think she's involved?
I do.
I don't think she is.
Well, we'll
I really
don't.
I think they
all I know is I hate
her. Let's go back
they're
and
using
see
a cloaking
why
device.
Is this happening? What did you do? Who did you give your number to that this is happening?
Call him back as Owen Wilson.
Maybe they'll talk to me. Hello?
Yeah, do that.
You just called me. This is Owen Wilson.
Or just call the number back consistently. Just keep calling it back. See how they like
it. Yeah, but then they get my number again. Yeah. It's like, it's just terrible and it needs to stop.
I'm always shocked because I do hang up on them as soon as I know it's a call that I'm not interested in and I hang up. And I always say to myself, if I was them, I would call me more often then. It's like, oh, you hang up on me? I got your number. You don't have my number. But they don't seem to do that. I'm shocked that they don't
They move on to the next number. They don't have time to mess
with
you.
I'm so bad that I keep getting calls, but I've gotten a couple calls because I wrote signed something and put it in, you know, a bucket in, at an ale fest I went to.
Yeah, I probably
And now I've won a new whatever.
Oh.
But I talk to them and I go on and on until I get to the part where I say, so absolutely free. No, I don't want to go to that. So I want it absolutely free. And it's never absolutely free. Ever, ever, ever.
You take the time to converse with them. Are you lonely?
No, because then they don't call me back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now we've come to this point. No, I don't want it. Because
they realize the time is money and if they call you.
Yes, absolutely free. And they're not going to pull one over on me. So actually, it was a timeshare.
Well, you know, when you sign up for stuff like that, you go on master lists, you'll get calls and
No, I wasn't thinking because it was an ale fest.
Oh.
I was drinking. And I didn't. I was like, oh, it was, you know, the way they promoted it was a free trip.
Yeah.
So in essence, it is a free trip. But not really.
No, it's not.
So that's what I got after 10 minutes got down to.
You get the first 15 minutes are free, and then you have to pay for the rest of the flight.
No, you get the
flight.
The flight was free. The place maybe was even free, but I had to go to a, you know, 19-hour something or
like
another.
Like a timeshare.
Not that much, yes.
Where they show you timeshares.
Meeting, and then there were certain restrictions. And so after that, I got down to all that. I just said, no, this isn't even worth my time.
I can't go to those anymore. I went to one in Oak Brook, and they put a video on. It was Florence Henderson trying to sell me something.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
I was ready to... No, it was a building or something. What was she selling me?
She used to be on commercials for Wesson Oil.
Why would I buy Wesson Oil?
I thought it was a
and need
lesson,
to go to a meeting for that.
A timeshare where you and four other people would
and
all share a bottle of
Wesson. And I think she sang in that commercial.
The Wessonality. Got a certain Wessonality. That was it.
You have just come alive. I've been with you all day. It takes a Florence Henderson
and
Wesson Oil commercial.
And by the way, is she still alive?
No.
Okay.
No.
But so I watched this video of Florence Henderson. Jim and I went there, and it's like we just went for like a free steak dinner or something. But you had to go sit through this first before you got the coupon. I was ready to buy it. I'm telling you,
why?
I'm like, because it just sounds awesome, Bill. It sounds like, you know, oh, flights are really cheap. You get this place. If you can't use it, you rent it to someone else. In your head, you're thinking, this makes total sense where it's not going to cost that much. Mm. Then you leave, and then you're like, God, I am so glad I didn't do it.
Yep.
But they... At that moment, plus it's Mrs. Brady.
Yeah, she wouldn't swindle anybody.
That's what they bank on. You know how many people have timeshares?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right.
They're doing something right.
They work. There are some people who it's a perfect thing for, but for most of us, it's kind of a scam.
I have a friend who just bought a timeshare. I was shocked.
Yeah.
But if she uses
it,
then it's
worth
it.
They travel a lot. She's got four kids. Yeah. It's somewhere they want to go every year. Maybe that's what works. For me, no.
It sounds so good, man. Yeah. I will buy anything from anyone. I really will.
That's the thing. You have to go to those. Say to yourself, I will not absolutely buy anything.
I said that when we walked
and
in.
And still.
Jim was like, Wendy, let's go.
Okay.
I said, but listen, let's just hear me out. And Jim's like, let's go. Thank God.
You went up and signed.
The first year Terry and I went to Hawaii, we ran out of money very quickly because Hawaii is a very expensive place. So we budgeted.
At the airport?
Everything.
We budgeted a week's worth of money, and by the second day, we were almost out of money.
Oh my God.
A loaf of bread is $50.
Yeah, no, I heard really
there.
Milk is like $10.
So we wanted to go on the whale watching tour, and we saw what it costs, and we're like, we'll be out of money. We won't have any more money for the last 4 days of the trip. Or we could do the timeshare pitch where you got the whale watching for free. So that's the way we did it. So you go to this condo that was so expensive. And, yeah, it was an ocean view, but it's a timeshare condo. And they said, originally, they said, the meeting can last between an hour and 3 hours. And then as we're walking in, other people are walking out, and you're hearing stuff like, that was the longest 3 hours of our lives. So they made it last for 3 hours. So we said to the guy who was our group leader, we go, just so you know, we have no intention of buying this. We're here for the free whale watching.
You said that right away.
Flat out. He goes, so if you still want to do it and waste your time, go ahead. But there's not a chance in the world we'll be buying a condo here. We can't afford it. We can barely afford to be here now for the free whale watching.
But they knew you wanted the whale watching, so they knew you'd sit through it.
It was 180 minutes on the dot. It was 3 hours, and he was so rude to us because he already knew there was no sale to be made.
Oh, shame on you.
He goes, I got to do it regardless, so sit down, and I'll tell you what we've got to offer you.
I would have just gone to the edge of the ocean and looked at the whales. Right. That's all I would have done.
In retrospect.
Was it worth it?
The whale watching part was very exciting, but the 3 hours, because it was our first time together in Hawaii. I had been there before, but she'd never been to Hawaii.
And you wasted 3 hours.
Three long hours were in a room.
How much was the whale watching?
I want to say like $125 a person or something.
Okay, see, I think it was worth it. 3 hours.
Yeah.
$300.
Well, $250 for the two of us.
Didn't you have a charge card at the time?
We did, but it was kind of already on the brink of being.
Well, don't they just like show you pictures?
It's a good time to go to Hawaii when you have no credit limit left.
Isn't it like mostly pictures and showing you how fabulous the property is? Because I love watching all that stuff on HGTV, so I might like it.
He said to me, he goes, you are up. Now, at the time, my wife and I were both in our mid to late 20s, somewhere in that bracket.
Oh, the perfect age.
So he said, you are of the age of most of the people who stay here at, it was called like Aloha Falls or something like that. Well, I saw the people walking in who were at the pool and on the beach and walking out, and the average age was like 70. That was like the average age.
That's when you buy a timeshare, not a 20-year-old.
Well,
no, that's what happens after you own a timeshare for just 10 years.
You age really quickly. He was giving the impression that there's people just like you everywhere, but then we looked around and we're like, oh, because we don't see any of them. We see older people.
You seem shocked that he was trying to make a sale.
Yeah,
he's
going to
tell you
everything.
In a way.
And you know what happens to older people do buy because they have the money, and then their kids and grandkids will use them.
Right. Right.
Those are the young people. If you ever do see them there in their brochures, they're on their grandparents' dime.
Right.
I would say if you're going to buy something, buy your own condo or something. That's the way to do it. And then you pass it down to your kids.
Right.
I wish someone in my family would have bought like some property somewhere.
I got that same thing going in my family.
Why didn't they?
Everyone else I know.
They're so selfish. Not even
Nobody
thinking
even has
of us.
Timeshare. Because a lot of my friends use their parents' timeshare.
Do they?
Yes.
And are they in beautiful,
exotic locations?
And actually,
I do have a very close relative who does have a timeshare in New Orleans. Uses it every single year.
Yeah.
So then she rents it out
to other people.
Right.
So she is kind of making...
It's because there are different levels, of timeshare.
But some, you're not allowed to do that. You can't sublet it. I mean, the rules are different.
Exactly. You know. And some you have to go different places. You don't just go to the same one. And they're all over the place. But I mean, obviously, people are, and they're still doing them. People are still getting timeshares.
It still sounds like a good deal to me. Get Florence Henderson on the phone.
My friend Derek works for, I don't
even remember where
Jim,
it was.
Judy and I would have a place to go when we take our vacation.
But they give you, like, you know, there's one in Florida, there's one in California.
Right.
So it just sounded so good.
Right.
Thank goodness your husband was there.
At first, you would have bought it,
right?
I think when push comes to shove. But, I mean, they make everything. They're doing a great job because they make it seem like it's within your budget. You know, for mere 30 cents a day, you can have, and then you add it up and you're like, what?
Yeah.
But in your head, they're doing a good job.
My friend Derek runs the timeshare division of Disney Properties. So you can get timeshares at Disney World. You know where the Contemporary Resort Hotel is? There's another hotel next to it that's almost all timeshare. So he has no problem making sales. He does sales all day, every day for them. Because people, it's their favorite place to go. And they go, wow, I could come here 2 or 3 or 4 times a year now. This is great.
Right. Do people use it?
Yeah.
Because they have that other thing at hotels called... So people own the room.
Oh, I know this.
That's another thing.
The place we go in Mexico has most hotels.
Lake Geneva.
Yeah.
Somebody owns that hotel room. Do they wash the sheets?
No.
Of course. It's just like a hotel. My dad and I actually looked into it one time.
Stan Lee.
And we said, but here's the kicker. Why he didn't like it. If he would buy this hotel room.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a, condotel.
Yeah.
So he would buy it for however much money, but he could only stay there this amount of time. So in his head, it was Lake Geneva. He wanted to stay there all summer, of course. And they're like, no, and you can't stay here for more than these number of consecutive days.
Right.
The rules were so ridiculous. So because they rent it out, but you do get part of that money, I think, when they rent it out.
Yeah.
So
it's a small percentage.
It's almost like an investment.
See, I'll buy it. I mean,
because you want to go use it. So it's, if you look at it as an investment, it's almost better because I'm not even going to stay there. Rent that room out every day of the year for me, you know, and they probably do.
Then what's the point? Well, I guess it's added income.
It's an investment. It's not, people don't really want it, but we wanted to stay there. That was our thing. And we could make money too.
Mm-hmm.
But no, when we crunched all the numbers, it
doesn't add up.
Us.
Right. Judy, thanks for hanging out.
Absolutely.
We'll come back and close things off. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I'm excited to start the weekend, Bill, because I'm going to go see A Star Is Born tomorrow.
I hope you enjoy it. I hope you love it. Pay attention. At the beginning of the show, there was a debate over whether or not you could see Bradley Cooper's butt in the movie. Several texters said, yeah, I saw it. Changed my life. Other texters said, no, what are you talking about? I didn't see it.
Yes or no? How can there be mixed?
I don't know.
Maybe some people have a better imagination.
Right.
I will be imagining Bradley Cooper's butt.
All right. We did not get to the Halloween etiquette rules.
We got time.
Do we have time?
19 days.
I thought you meant today.
No, I'm done.
We could rush them, but these deserve their time, Wendy. So we'll get them in sometime between now and Halloween. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great weekend. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.